This is the Michael K. Show podcast.
I'm joyful and fun.
Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2.
That's cool, man!
On 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
The 2021 NFL Draft begins tonight at 98.7 ESPN is celebrating the return of football with the Draft Challenge. By correctly predicting the results of the first 11 picks, you can win the jersey of your favorite team's first pick. To enter, text DRAFT, that's D-R-A-F-T, to 44202, followed by your picks listed 1 through 11. You'll be assigned a point for every correct pick and 2 points for a correct Jets pick. If you think there will be a trade, just use the word trade for that pick. It's all from your home for the NFL Draft, 98.7 ESPN New York. All right, let's go out to Florham Park. He's going to be there all night covering the Jets side of the draft. He's Sal Palantonio, and he's on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. Sal Pal, how are you, man?
Hey, Don. Hey, Peter. How you guys doing? Boy, that's some bomb that Adam Schefter just dropped.
You think?
That is unbelievable. that rivals a Woj bomb right there. That is unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, the Packers, I don't see how they have any power here. If Aaron Rodgers wants out, there's really very little that they can do about it. I mean, they can try to force his hand, but I don't understand what they're trying to do here. I really don't.
It's incredible. I mean, what could it be? Did he get some inside information, Rodgers, that again they're going defense in the draft or they're not going to trade for Julio Jones? Why do you think it came to a head today on draft day?
Well, I think it's been brewing, according to Adam Schefter's report, that it's been brewing for weeks and weeks that Aaron Rodgers notified the front office of the Packers that he was not coming back to Green Bay, according to Adam. And I think it goes back, Don and Peter, to the decision to draft Jordan Love last year. And, not only to draft a quarterback, but to trade up to draft a quarterback. And not only to draft a quarterback and trade up, but not call Aaron Rodgers and say you were doing it and have him hear about it on ESPN like the rest of the country when Roger Goodell, announced the pick. So, you know, it's just unfathomable to me that, okay, so let's go further and it appears, according to all the reports, that the Niners offered the third pick.
Right.
And way back a couple of months ago, the Rams wanted to trade for Aaron Rodgers, and both times they were rebuffed with prejudice by the Packers. But it seems to me if you drafted Jordan Love last year, Don, and you know that you're moving on from Aaron Rodgers monetarily at some point here because you're just going year to year with the guy, why not take a boatload of picks from the Niners, including the third pick overall, move on with Jordan Love, and rebuild your team from the inside out? I mean, what could you get for Aaron Rodgers plus Jordan Love in with the third pick? You could probably get 4 or 5 picks, maybe get 3 first-rounders for Aaron Rodgers easily, don't you think?
Oh, easily. No question. He's not near done. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football. Some believe probably the best. Incredible. Wow, this is really intriguing, Peter. I mean, I don't know what happens now, Peter.
It is such a game changer. I mean, just Sal, just your being around the league as long as you have, do you think your hunch that Aaron Rodgers plays in Green Bay next year?
No, I don't see how it happens. I don't see how you mollify him. It sounds like, according to Adam, that a number of executives went out there, each individually, talk to Aaron Rodgers one-on-one. This is what Adam is reporting. And he's the best in the business, so take it to the bank. This is what Adam's reporting, that they went out there one-on-one and tried to convince Aaron Rodgers to change his mind. And he told him to pound sand. And then it's now leaked on ESPN. And it's all over the country and all over the NFL. So I don't know how you extricate yourself here. I mean, you had an opportunity to make this trade. Now, the finances are interesting. There's an enormous cap hit if they trade him before June 1st. If they trade him after June 1st, then the cap hit is about $14, $15 million, which is livable and spread out over a number of years. you can live with that. And the cap is going to go up astronomically with a new TV deal next year. So you can absorb it pretty easily. So maybe it's something, what's today, April 29th? I mean, maybe this is a story that basically lasts for the next 30 days until the Packers move Aaron Rodgers on June 2nd. Because, you know, there's got to be, I don't see how they make peace over this.
I know, but the timing is awful, right? Because when you get to June 1st, you know, like tonight, teams are going to draft quarterbacks, right? I mean, and so it would be much easier to do something today where you might have teams really interested. But June 1st, it's a different world, right?
Well, this is the reason why you leak it now, whoever leaked it. You leak it now because there is still time in the draft to make a decision about trading for Aaron Rodgers that you wouldn't take a quarterback and that you think you might be able to get him on June 2nd. So now that's why you leak it now. That's the reason why it comes out now, right? If you just if you extrapolate this forward, you figure, okay, if he had waited until tomorrow, it would definitely be too late. Like, let's say it's Carolina. But, you know, the guy wants to go to California. He probably wants to host Jeopardy as the next Alex Trebek. He did such a smashing job. I watched every episode. I thought he was unbelievable. Mm. But, you know, he went to Cal. You know, he's from the Bay Area. And, you know, what's interesting to me is, and I said this after the Super Bowl, it's the LeBronification of the National Football League. Brady proved that he could go to another team and in 9 months he could recraft that team in the image that he wanted and he could win a Super Bowl because he has the talent to do that. So here comes, you know, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. They realize the power that Brady exercised and executed so perfectly, just like LeBron, and said, you know, why can't I do this? I have the power to do this. I should do it. And he does. There's certain players that can do it, and Rodgers can do this.
But what's interesting is, you know, Brady was trying to get out from the thumb of Belichick, a team that was obviously getting older. I mean, the Packers, if with the right moves, are right there to win a Super Bowl this year, aren't they?
Well, they've lost back-to-back NFC Championship games.
Right.
Maybe if they don't draft Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon 1-2 last year in the 2020 draft and you know, get Rodgers some help. But, you know, I was at that NFC Championship game, in Lambeau Field, and I watched what happened. You know, Todd Bowles outcoached Matt LaFleur is what happened. And Tom Brady in the first half was flawless. When Mike Pettine started to blitz Tom Brady in the second half, Brady was throwing it into the crowd and throwing interceptions. So we all know what happened in that game. And plus, you know, the decision to go for the field goal, of course, undermined them. So there were a number of things that went wrong for the Packers, both in execution and decision. The Packers should have won that game. But, you know, the bottom line is, though, Don, if Aaron Donald doesn't get hurt in the game before that, I don't think the Packers beat the Rams. I don't think they beat the Rams, and I don't think Goff gets traded as a result at the end of the year. So there's a lot of domino effects that happen, impact from what happened in Green Bay in back-to-back football games.
Wow, incredible stuff. This obviously just breaking that Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. We're talking to Sal Palantonio, who's going to be covering the Jets side of the draft tonight. So, in closing, let's talk about that. We know Wilson, that's the fait accompli at 2, but what do you think they do at 23?
Well, before I get to that, what's really interesting, Don, is I just reported on SportsCenter that one NFC executive told me last night that Jets were inundated with trade offers for the number 2 pick. We all knew that, and that they rebuffed them. They rebuffed them all, and the main reason is that Mike LaFleur, the new OC of the Jets, sees Aaron Rodgers' traits in Zach Wilson's strong arm, the quick release, the accuracy on the run, escapes the pocket but is always looking to throw downfield like Rodgers and not take off and run. And remember, Mike's brother Matt coaches Rodgers in Green Bay. So there's the irony of that. I think the Jets should not make the mistake at 23 of going to the defensive side of the ball. I think it's so important. If there's a lesson from what's going on around the league, and it happened in Green Bay last year, you must help these quarterbacks. It is a quarterback league. You have to protect these quarterbacks. You have to put personnel around them, like running backs and wide receivers and tight ends. The one lesson of Super Bowl 55 is what? Brady was protected and he won, 43 years old. Patrick Mahomes, the reigning MVP, was not protected and he lost. So the Jets' offense was an unwatchable nightmare last year. They scored 15.2 points per game. That was last in the league. You're taking the second overall pick and you're drafting a guy that reminds the coach of Aaron Rodgers. Don't make the same mistake the Packers made. Help the young man. Go offense. And I'll tell you, if they can get a running back, and there may be a running back at 23, I would take him. I would definitely take Travis Etienne of Clemson. And if Najee Harris is there, because the Steelers desperately want him at 24, I would take him at 23. I would take Harris of Alabama in a second.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sal, all fired up, man. We'll be watching you tonight. Thanks so much for the info, buddy.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
All right, that's Sal Palantonio. He's in Florham Park watching what the Jets do, and he makes such a great, great point. You got to make sure you do for Wilson what you did not do for Sam, and that is get him some weapons. And running back, although you know how I feel about running backs high in the first round, but at 23, I think it makes sense.
There's
a couple of good ones there that they can get. So looks like that's probably quarterback and running back is what the Jets will do in the first round.
From what I've been reading, this is not going to be a draft where you see running backs going high. So there should be availability for the Jets at 23. And Don, I'm with you. It's one thing to pick up a running back with the 2 overall, 3 overall. It's another thing to do it at 23. The question is, what's the most important way to help? What's the best way to help Zach Wilson?
And getting back to the story right now with Rodgers, and you can't make, they're probably not going to make a deal until June 1st because it's less of a cap hit. Wouldn't it be something if at 3 San Francisco picks exactly what Green Bay needs?
Well, that would be interesting.
and then on June 1st, you can make the trade and bring in Aaron Rodgers in San Francisco. Wow. This is such an unbelievable story. We're going to be on top of it. We're going to cover it. We're going to talk about it. Jordan Ronan's going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on what the Giants might do at 11, get his thoughts on the Rodgers stuff as well. Wow, that is a big piece of news from Schefter. Roll over it here on the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.